This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is on the mission of becoming Atmanirbhar in energy sector and is reducing dependence on foreign fuels. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Assam bioethanol plant and laid the foundation stone for propylene plant at Numaligarh Refinery Limited at Golaghat in Assam yesterday. Prime Minister Modi said, India will harness its deep water energy resources and strengthen energy self-reliance, and this bioethanol plant is one step towards that goal.
Green energy ke mamle mein, harit urja ke utpadan mein, Bharat tezi se kadam utha raha hai. एक दशक पहले भारत सोलर पावर के मामले में बहुत पीछे था लेकिन आज सोलर पावर के मामले में भारत दुनिया के टॉप 5 देशों में आ गया.
During his two-day-long Assam visit, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid foundation stones of several development projects worth 18,000 crore rupees. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said GST has been reduced from 12 to 5% for a majority of 99% of goods since the introduction of next generation reforms. Ms. Sitharaman said 28% GST has been reduced to 18%. The Finance Minister said 8 years ago when the tax was introduced, a total of 65 lakh companies had paid GST. Today, it has increased to 1.5 crore. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said, India will become a nation of $30 trillion economy by 2047. Stressing on inflation being under control under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, the minister said cost controlling was the government's priority when it came to power in 2014. The minister also highlighted government's effort to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs.
MSMEs are the backbone of India's economy, and we are all very conscious of the very important role that MSMEs play. We have been continuously coming up with various programs to support MSMEs. We have come up with ideas given the very changing international dynamics around which we are focused on trying to see how we can support MSMEs overcome the challenges.
The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rain for the next 3 days over the northeastern states and Maharashtra. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely at isolated pockets of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Bihar, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand today. Leaders of Arab Islamic countries are meeting in Doha today to rally support for Qatar in the wake of last week's Israeli attack targeting the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gulf state. The emergency summit bringing together members of the Arab League and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Qatar's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Majed Al Ansar said summit meeting would consider a resolution on the Israeli attack on Qatar. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani will be attending the summit. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrived in Israel yesterday, following an Israeli airstrike in Doha targeting Hamas leaders. The strike drew international criticism, especially from Washington, which called it a unilateral move against a key ally. Rubio is expected to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss hostage negotiations and Gaza's reconstruction. India registered a dominant 7-wicket win over Pakistan in their Group A match of the Asia Cup held tonight in Dubai, with Kuldeep Yadav as player of the match. Chasing just 128 runs, India looked in control right from the start. Opener Abhishek Sharma gave the team a flying start, smashing 31 off just 13 balls. Suryakumar Yadav anchored the innings with an unbeaten 47, while Tilak Verma added a steady 31 to help India cruise to victory. For Pakistan, Saim Ayub was the lone wicket taker, claiming all 3 Indian wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.